In the Olympic Games, there are no guarantees of victory, but the closest thing to a sure thing for a Wisconsin athlete to win in Paris is in men's basketball. Joining me to explain is J.R. Radcliffe, trending sports reporter with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. J.R., let's start with Tyrese Haliburton. He played for Oshkosh North High School. In the NBA, he's helped the Indiana Pacers return to the playoffs for the first time in years, and now he's part of Team USA. So what should we expect from Tyrese Haliburton in Paris?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a meteoric rise for a guy who's still just 24 years old. This is his first Olympic opportunity. He had a tremendous season. He third team All-NBA, led the league in assists with 10.9 per game. The Pacers, of course, beat the Bucks in the playoffs, went to the Eastern Conference Finals. So this is really a chance for him to show what he's got on a national stage. Team USA, at least in the past, they haven't necessarily relied on one or two guys just truly sparkling or anything like that. But you'll notice him when he's out there. I mean, he's a playmaker, especially as a point guard, a guy who gets to handle the basketball a lot. I'm sure more and more people are going to know his name once this whole thing is over.
And he's playing with some multi-time NBA champions, one of which is familiar to Milwaukee Bucks fans, Drew Holiday. He helped the Bucks win a title. He also just helped the Boston Celtics win an NBA title. And now he's with Team USA.
It is a charmed life right now that Drew Holiday is living. I don't know if people remember, but in 2021, the season was delayed because of the COVID-19 pandemic. The Bucks beat the Suns in kind of late July, July 20th of 2021. That's game six. They had to have the parade pretty quickly in Milwaukee. Then it was 2 days later because Drew Holiday and Chris Middleton, they had to get overseas to the Olympics. So they basically got zero downtime whatsoever that year. He was very good in the 2021 Olympics. He really stood out, and he's going to have a chance to do it one more time.
Moving now from Team USA to Team Greece, Milwaukee Bucks star Giannis Antetokounmpo has led that team to its first men's Olympic basketball appearance since 2008. So what do you make of his play in the qualifying rounds, especially given that he ended his NBA season with injuries?
He's been on a little bit of a minutes restriction. You know, he is still coming off of a pretty significant injury, so he's not going to be playing full bore. He wasn't the team's leading scorer even in one of these games. I think the one against Croatia, he kind of just scored 13 points and did his part and then kind of checked out because Greece kind of had this in hand. So I don't know if we'll see Giannis in his full capacity when he gets to Paris, but he's obviously going to be a big reason. If Greece is going to contend for a medal, which is on the table, it's obviously going to have to be a lot because of they've got a superstar 7-footer who can dribble the basketball and fly to the hoop. There aren't going to be many Olympic teams that have that sort of talent.
Even with a minutes restriction, we'll see more of Giannis Antetokounmpo than his brother and fellow Bucks player, Thanasis.
Yeah, he's with the team, traveling with the team. Part of the team would have been on it were it not for a torn Achilles that is going to cost him all of the upcoming NBA season as well. So he is injured. However, Giannis, because the Antetokounmpos are the first family of basketball in Greece and Milwaukee, he has a younger brother, Kostas, who is now playing. He is alumnus of Dominican High School in Milwaukee and Whitefish Bay, and played at Dayton briefly. And he's not as big as Giannis, and he's a guy who has not gotten a strong foothold in the NBA per se. He was with the Lakers on their roster when they won the 2020 NBA championship in the bubble, so he was part of that. He has not played a lot in these games. He didn't play against Slovenia or Croatia, so I would not expect that we see a lot of Kostas. They have a lot of other guys, you know, who are NBA caliber players who can soak up minutes, but it is cool that the Antetokounmpos will be well represented.
So how many Wisconsin-connected players do you think might end up with a men's basketball medal in the 2024 Olympics?
It would be truly devastating if the United States did not come away with some sort of medal. It will probably be gold. There are only 12 teams in this competition. They have been the team to beat for ages, and it is a big deal when they lose. So if they don't win gold, it will already be disappointing. If they don't medal, it will be stunning beyond words. So I would expect that Tyrese Haliburton and Drew Holiday will come home with something. Now, Greece, it would be far more meaningful if Greece even gets onto the medal table. If they get a bronze, that's a huge deal for Greece. You know, that would be a huge deal for Giannis. It's probably not, I would say, not going to happen. If you look at sort of the odds that are out there, there's Team USA, there's Team Canada with a ton of great NBA players, Serbia with Nikola Jokic, France with Victor Wembanyama and Rudy Gobert, you know, some very familiar names who are NBA stars. But you know that if Giannis came home with a medal, even if it's bronze around his neck, he would be just so happy, so happy. So everybody from with the Wisconsin connection has a chance to do something here in men's basketball.
J.R. Radcliffe, thanks so much for talking with us, and enjoy the games.
Absolutely.